Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican
Marty girl. Robbins. That's an Arizona artist.
Nighttime would find me.
We had author Jim West in early this morning talking about the history of twang and rockabilly music in Arizona and all of the local Arizona artists that made their name back in the 50s and the 60s. Back when Phoenix was a little bitty town, less than a million people, just about 500,000 people. A little village in the desert. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we appreciate you doing so. If you're trying to tackle a project around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. I'm in studio this morning. Romy is out on the road, actually. We'll be talking to him just a little bit later in this hour about what's going on up at the Crawfish Festival at Bison Ranch, just outside the other side of Heber Overgaard. My wife, sweet Jennifer's in the call screeners booth, prepared to take your call. If you ring in, she'll get your name, where you're calling from, and what your project is. And then we've got Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, also backed up by Bree, who is the KTAR broadcast engineer. Weekly, we generate an article that you can get into your email box by logging on to a subscription at rosieonthehouse.com. And we write articles that pertain to what you should be thinking about or doing seasonally about this time of year. Every article is fresh each week. And this week, we timed it perfectly. I guess perfectly, this article would have come out last week before the monsoon storm hit and caused the damage that it did. 10 facts you need to know about water damage in, about, and around your house, which many of you are incurring or have incurred in this last storm. Lots of trees down. Let me just give you the worst case scenario, okay? You're in the house, and I was talking to my mom last night. She said, Rosie, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the water was coming down so hard, I couldn't even see the street in front of my house. It was just a deluge. Well, in that deluge, should you hear the drip, drip, drip of a roofing leak, or you start seeing signs of a wet spot on your sheetrock ceiling, or worst case, the sheetrock actually starts sagging, don't watch that sheetrock sag to the point where it collapses. Get a nail, get an ice pick, get a knife, go to the lowest point of that sag and go ahead and poke a hole in that wet sheetrock. Be sure you've got a couple buckets prepared and let the water, relieve the water and the pressure that's collecting up in your attic and build a bucket brigade with every volunteer you have inside the house. And get the water thrown out on the driveway or out in the backyard and catch all that water. It'll come down very, very fast. When you've got enough water to actually be sagging the sheetrock, you could easily have 20, 25 gallons worth of water up there sitting. So be prepared. But that's a much more controlled situation than if you allow it just to sit up there to the point where it actually brings the sheetrock down. That is a mess. It's a mess either way, but it's less of a mess if you control it a little bit. So controlling the water damage in your house. I want to give you all a little brief history lesson here. Now, we were talking about the twang and rockabilly music of the 50s in Phoenix when we were a city of about a million. Tucson was a city of about a quarter of a million. The housing boom that followed World War II and continued on and continues on to this day, was initially begun by guys that had been stationed here during the war, kind of fell in love with the area, and are moved out from the Midwest or some other location. And they come here with the mindset that it never rains here. And so all through the 50s and the 60s and much of the 70s, homes were being built that totally ignored the fact that when we do get rain, it can come in torrents. And how do we build not only the house, but how do we build the lot and the entire subdivision in a way that that can be a managed situation? We never put rain gutters on house, ever, in the 50s and the 60s. And then as things started getting a little bit more crowded, people started thinking, maybe I should do this. And I'll tell you the other thing that drove gutters here in Arizona is all over Arizona, we've got this particular soil that has a lot of clay in it. And when it gets wet, it expands like a sponge. And then when it dries out, it collapses again. So it's constantly changing size. Well, if you can picture that going on underneath your house or underneath the slab of your house or underneath the foundation of your house, this soil that's swelling and heaving and then shrinking and collapsing, what that can do for the wear and tear of the foundation of your home. When we're called out by people, generally when they see cracks on their foundation, they call us and they say, oh, my house is settling. Could you come out and take a look at it? Well, really about 7 times out of 10, about 70% of the time, the house isn't settling. Other sections of the house are actually being pushed up. It's heaving. And invariably, it's a water problem of keeping these clay expansive soils wet. You've either added some irrigation systems or we've got a break in the system somewhere. So in keeping these soils, there's no damage they can do to your house as long as we keep them dry. So when we build the home or when we're remodeling a home, one of the things we talk to people about is let's take all the landscaping that's right up against your house and move it out a little bit. Let's not put things there that need a lot of water that keep the soil in about and around your foundation and your stem wall wet. You're only going to be asking for problems later. Create a dry buffer between the outside wall of your house and the first set of plants or hedges that need irrigation and water. The other way we keep that area dry is we install gutters and downspouts, and we take the water that's falling on the roof, capture it, control it, contain it, and direct it away from your foundations and footings. Keeping that clay dry will eliminate a lot of problems down the road. We're big believers in rain gutters and downspouts. If you don't have them, think about getting them put on. If you've got the option to move your landscaping away from the foundation of your home and not water in there real close, move them out there. And then you've only got to worry about the times when it's wet from the rainstorms.
And another reason people use the gutters now is for rain harvesting, right?
In certain parts of the state.
To capture it and direct it.
Yep.
And be able to reuse it. That's a great thing.
And that's a little bit of a science as well, too, because if you're going to harvest it, you're going to collect it. If you're going to collect it, you're going to store it. You've got to be able to do that in a responsible way that doesn't promote mosquito larvae and insects and bugs. So there are properly engineered products that you need to be able to do that and do that properly. Now, in the rain harvest experts I've talked to, some people in Maricopa County do it because they're just that passionate about it. But it really works well up in Yavapai, Coconina County, even down in Pima County that gets a little bit more rain than we do. I was reading just this monsoon season prior to this week's storm, Sky Harbor had yet to register an inch of rain this monsoon season. But yet Tucson had registered 7 inches. They were actually having floods in Yavapai and Coconina County around Prescott and Flagstaff. So the rest of the state was getting quite a bit of rainwater. And I was talking about these builders that came in from the Midwest all after the post-war housing boom. You know, they came, and there were entire subdivisions built with flat roofs. Now, I'm not talking about low-pitched roof, and I'm not talking about slightly pitched roof. I'm talking they had entire subdivisions in Arizona built with flat roofs. Now, how much sense does that make? And they ignored the fact that we do get rain. So water is the number one problem for home maintenance and home repair in Arizona, and it took us years to figure that out.
Quick question.
Yep.
So even our flat roofs now, though, have some amount of pitch to them.
All right. We like to see at least a quarter inch to the foot. Some go down to an eighth, but really that leads to a lot of ponding and puddling. So we like to see all of our what looks like a flat roof actually pitched 1/8 drop for every foot that it runs. That's just enough slope to get the water off the roof. So once we've got this water collected and we're sending it through gutters and downspouts, what are we going to do with it, and where are we going to send it, and where are we going to go with it? And that is a serious problem, particularly in the tighter the subdivision that you are in. How many of you have been victims of something your neighbor has done that's slightly higher than you? All they had to do was some small little insignificant landscaping change in the backyard, and it drastically changed the drainage pattern for their lot, and consequently it ends up on your lot. So we've got to find a way to contain the water. And most municipalities and most building departments would like it if we could all contain on our property the water that falls out of the sky. So you're not diverting it to the storm sewer in the street. You're not diverting it to the curb, and you're certainly not diverting it to your neighbors. Well, that takes a lot of planning. And the tighter lot you're on and the smaller back patio you have, the harder and harder it gets to do that. So you've got to be very careful about the surface drainage and modifications or changes that you make once you get in the house. We have people that got flooded in the rains in the winter. They'd been in the home 20 years. They hadn't changed anything. But after a little research, we found out that neighbors had changed a couple of things, caused a flood in their house. More on what you need to know about water and storm damage right here at Rosie on the House. The lines are open if you'd like to give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. As well, we'll be checking in with Romy, who's up at the Crawfish Festival about 10:30.